This is Passport to Texas. As more people move from the country to the city, large tracts of farm and ranch land are being divided into smaller parcels to accommodate urban dwellers' need for rural retreats.
More and more of our land is being fragmented and broken up, and so small acreage land holdings are more common, especially in the eastern half of the state. You know, we're talking 50 acres to 200 acres.
Linda Campbell directs the Private Lands Program at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Because habitat fragmentation negatively impacts wildlife, neighboring landowners are encouraged to work together to lessen the problem.
We encourage landowners to join with their neighbors in what are called landowner cooperatives or wildlife management associations. They're becoming much more common, and landowners working together can get a lot more done for wildlife. They impact more habitat when they work together, and they can accomplish common goals. And so we very much encourage and work with groups of landowners to develop these landowner-driven cooperatives.
You can visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website to find complete details on how landowner cooperatives can receive free, confidential, technical assistance. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. We receive support from the Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.